Welcome to My Take on It with your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, your Angelic Karma.
You all are so lucky. Told you that in romantic relationships with the person that you love, you're so lucky. I was just thinking, I was like, thinking about this Capricorn. And I was like, I want to cook for him. Blueberry muffins. There's nothing like the smell of bread coming out of the oven. I remember when I was a little girl and my grandmother would make homemade bread, like the bread loaf. And it would smell so good and it would taste so good when it's warm and fresh out of the oven. And she would freeze it. Also, I told y'all that I grew up with her making preserves, canned preserves and things like that. So, and shelling peas, those types of things. And I was thinking, I was like, I want to cook for this man. And I started thinking about how lucky you are that you all are that you're in healthy romantic relationships, that you have someone, a romantic partner that you could do those types of things for. And yeah, I believe in cooking together also, but I like, you know, how many of you all cook for your man and love it? You like it. You like the look on his face when you're serving him a plate of delicious food that you've made and put love into. How many of you like that feeling, that rush of energy, that rush of connectedness when you're doing something as special for your man as cooking? I love it. When my children were growing up, they're all adults now, my older children, my biological children, I would cook for them every day when I would get off work. Then I would go to school at night like that. But so I haven't done that in a while. I know how, I'm a good cook. I'm not a great cook. I would say my sister, my older sister, she's a year older than me. She's a great cook. I'm a good cook. I know how to cook everything. Now, I remember my mother, when I cooked for her a couple of times, she would come to my house and I would cook. And she was like, that she liked the way my food looked so beautiful on the plate, because I would have it nice and neat on the plate. On the plate like that. And she would mention and compliment on things like that. But my sister is an excellent cook. I'm a great cook. She's an excellent cook. So we both grew up cooking, things like that, making a lot of things from scratch also. And I stated on one of the podcasts that I wish I would have paid a little bit more attention when I was at my grandmother's house. My sister, she was closer to my grandmother than I was. I was more close to my mother, even though my mother was the 3 meals a day cooking, old-fashioned Southern woman. And I remember I told you all something that my son stated. He was like, there aren't any more women like grandma. That's what I was like. And I was upstairs in my room laying down, and I heard him say, I'm like, boy, what am I, chopped liver? Like that, you know? That's what he stated. And he's a Capricorn sun sign. He was like, there aren't any more women like my mother. And he's close to my mother. And he was very close to his father's mother. Very, very close. Now, and so I like cooking. I like having a man to cook for. I don't look at cooking as a chore. I look at cooking as, hell, you have to eat unless you have a chef. Or unless you're going to go out and eat, which you can have things delivered, those types of things. But I don't look at cooking as a chore. I look at it as, that's usually what you have to do when you're eating. Like that, the majority of the time you would be cooking and those types of things. But I'm talking about, even though I make, like, for myself, for breakfast, lunch and dinner, if I'm not ordering something out, I'm gonna cook it. But I'm meaning I want to cook for him like a major meal, like just go in the kitchen and just get down on it to see his facial expression, to see what he thinks, to see how he's looking when he tastes the food, and to see what he says like that. And just, as you know, sometimes you just want to cook for your man. You just want to cook for them like that. So how many of you all ladies cook for your man? I feel that you all are lucky to have a man to cook for. And I know when cooking is looked at as a, because we're not going to bring that into it about women in the kitchen and all that. Okay, I don't look at it that way. Even though I'm older, I look at it as, okay, in order to eat, you would have been in the kitchen anyway. So what's the difference in cooking for yourself, unless you have a personal chef, and cooking for the what man that you love like that? And I would think that men would most definitely appreciate it, especially if they don't know how to cook. They would most definitely appreciate it. But even if they knew how to cook, I feel that it should be a nice and beautiful gesture, and equal to the gesture of you two cooking together with one another, and equal to the gesture of him cooking for you. I would feel that it would be the same gesture that the woman cooking for him, because she cares for him and she wants to do that something special to him, most definitely. And I like whatever ambiente I could create where it's just going to be me and him, coziness, eating and cooking in the kitchen, or me and him and the children and eating and cooking in the kitchen, and me preparing the meal. I like that. I think that weighs out going to a restaurant, the most elegant, classy of restaurants any day, even though I like doing that also, but not all the time like that. Maybe once every 2 weeks to go out and do that. I prefer things in the home life, as I've always told you all, and the comforts of home is significant to me. And that ambience of cooking in the kitchen, I almost definitely have on my, okay, this is going completely different when I start talking. Okay, I almost definitely have on a cute, I'll be dressed to the nines while I'm cooking. I'm dressed up when I'm cooking. And I usually will have on high heel shoes in the kitchen, and I'll be dressed up, and I'll have on a, this is the way that I cook. Then I have on a cute little apron tied in the back, and I'll be in there cooking and clinking around in high heel shoes and cooking food. When my children were growing up, I would be the same way. Well, they had no other choice. I would get off work, I would have to cook, and then I would have to go to school. So I couldn't, it wasn't about changing clothes and relaxing. It was about hurrying up. So even now is when I'm cooking, I'll be dressed nice, and I have on my apron looking cute like that. And I'll just go in the kitchen and I'll be cooking. And I most definitely want a man that I want to do that for. And when that man that you like, and those of you that are in love, that man that you love and you're feeling that that's the one that you want to cook for, it makes a hell of a lot of a difference like that, because that's how you're showing your liking of them or your love for them if they're your partner, permanent partner, for those of you that have a permanent partner like that. And no, I'm not jealous.